We are 12 lines down from the top on Ayin Amud Beis with the one final story before we get to the Mishnah. Hahi misovisa demasrula iklidam maftacha lavodas kochavim. There was a misovisa, Rashi says, was a macheres yayin, a female wine merchant who gave her key to an avodas kochavim to watch. So now that she has, the Avodas Kochavim has free access to her store. And that includes the wine. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Elazar, Uvda Hava Bei Midrasha, V'amru Lo Masrula Ela Shmiras Mavtech Bavad. The psak was that all she did was give the Avodas Kochavim the key. Shmiras Mavtech, she now has an obligation to watch over the keys. But that wasn't an invitation to go into the store and take whatever she wants. We have no reason to assume that just because she has the keys, she's going to go into the store. Most likely, there's a little fear here. Assuming that, for argument's sake, assuming that she doesn't know that the woman is going to go on a trip for a long time, you didn't tell her clearly, and you didn't say, go into the store. All you did was just give her the key. Well, there's no reason to assume anything other than mirsus, yut shmiras mavteach, and therefore everything is still fine. Amar Abai af anana mitanina. We have a braisa to support this statement, which comes from Taros, hamoser mavteachos la'am ha'aretz, Taros of Tahoros. If you give the key to the granary, to the Am Ha'aretz, who were choshed for Taros, well, to Mantara, we'll assume that they're still Tahor. Why? Because all she did, all he did, was give him the key to watch over, not permission to go into the store. Now the Gemara is going to go on a tangent for the rest of the Gemara. As the Brisa continues, Hashda Taharos of Taharos, Yayin Nesach Niboy. The Gemara continues and says, now that we know that by Taharos they're going to be Tahor, do we even need to know about Yayin Nesach? Of course, it's Kal V'chomer, basically. Once, if Taros is going to be fine, then Yayin Nesach will still be fine too. So now the Gemara asks, L'meimer de Taros alimi miYayin Nesach? Are you telling me that Taros were more generally more machmir about than Yayin Nesach, and that's why it's a Kal V'chomer? In Gemara says, yes, we are usually more machmir by Taros. The Itmar, Chatzar Shechalkot B'Mesipas. If you have a courtyard which is split up by a masipas, Rashi says a masipas is a small divider between two properties. One property belongs to an Am Aretz, and one property belongs to a religious Jew. Amar Rav Taharos of Tameos, says Rav, he's Machmir. By Taros, we're going to say that they're Tame. We're going to be concerned that somehow the Am Aretz ruined the Taros on the property, from his property of his next door neighbor. However, Rav continues and says, but by Yayin Nesach, if it was an Oved Kochavim who shared the space, we wouldn't be concerned. So clearly you see that we're more machmir by Taros than by Yayin Nesach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan adds on, argues with Rav and says, Af Taros of Tahoros. No, even in this case, we're not concerned about the Am Ha'aretz ruining the Chaver's property at Taharos, and they still remain Tahor. So now the Gemara is going to bring questions back, questions on Rav and questions on Rav Yochanan. Again, we're on this little bit of a tangent over here. Meisvei ha'pnimis shel Chaver v'chitzona shel Am Ha'aretz. Rashi explains, again, two courtyards, one in between the one within the other, one is enveloped by the other. The inside one belongs to the chaver, the outside one belongs to the Am Ha'aretz. Also, chaver shoteach shamperos uminich shamkelim. Says the Brisa that the chaver can leave out his fruit to dry, he can put his vessels there. V'af al pish yado shel Am Ha'aretz magas l'sham, even if the Am Ha'aretz is able to stretch his hands out to that area and make it tamei, we're not concerned. So you see, taharosav tahoros. So this is a kasha l'Rav. This is a question on Rav, who said before, Taros of Tameos, he was machmir by Taros. Why should Rav be machmir? Amar lecha Rav, shiny hasam shenit basalav kaganav. You know, the reason why we say Taros of Tahoros in this Brisa is because if he would ruin the Taharos, he would get arrested, and therefore he's afraid. In my case earlier, when I said Taharos of Tameos, that's because he wasn't concerned. There wasn't any concern about getting arrested. Tashma, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Gago Shel Chaver Lamala Migago Shel Am Aretz. Okay, another case of Taharos. The Chaver is on a higher level than the Am Aretz. Their roofs are on different levels. The roof of the chaver is above the roof of the Amaretz. Also, chaver shotech sham peros uminich sham kelim. The chaver can put out his fruit to dry, he put his vessels out on his roof. We're not concerned that the Ovid Kechavim is going to ruin them. However, uvil vach lo te Yerushalayim as magas l'sham, provided that the Ovid Kechavim can reach it. That if he can reach it, we are going to be concerned, which means we're going to say Taharos of Tameos. So this is follows the Rav, however, Kasha the Rabbi Yochanan. This seems to go against Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Amr lecha Rabbi Yochanan, Shaini Hasam, the Islay, Leishta Mute. No, you know why we are more machmir in this case? It's because he has a way to get out. He has an alibi. Mimor Amr, I'm Mitsuri, come in Mitzray. He said, I'm measuring things. I want to do some renovations or add on to the building, and therefore I'm up there measuring. And therefore you can't, as a result, you can't assume that he's doing anything wrong, and therefore we have to be machmir in this situation. Tashma, gago shel chaver betzad gago shel amaret. So now we have a case where the roofs are in the same level. Also, chaver shetech sham peros minech sham kelim biafal pish yado shel amaret begas l'sham. Even if the amaret's hands can reach over to his next neighbor's property, we're going to say that tarosav Tahoros. Well, Kasha the Rav, this is a difficulty with Rav. Rav told us Taharos Tameos. Taharos of Tameos. Here you see clearly, even if the Yaro Shalamas Magasasham, it's going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem. So Rav was Machmir. How could this be? Amel Harav. So Rav will respond as follows. Lav Iker Rav Shimon ben Gamil de Koi Kavasi. Don't we know that Rav Shimon ben Gamil follows my opinion? If you look back, Rav Shimon ben Gamil earlier in the previous brisa said uvivad shelo tehe yado shela amars magas l'sham, that it's we're going to say tarosav tohoros tarosav tameos, provided that the only if the yado shel amars magas l'sham, but if the hands of the amars cannot get there, then even Rav would agree, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would agree tarosav tohoros, right? Even Rav would agree tarosav tohoros. So over here in this case, when it says that yado shelam aretz magas l'sham, then he says lavik Rav Shimon ben Gamliel to kaykav asi ana da amri Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. I follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, provided that the hands can reach. But if the hands can reach, then we would have to say tarosav tameos. And this brisa would argue against Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. This brisa says, even if Yerosh Shela Amar Smagas L'Sham, we're going to say Taros of Tahoros. So says Rav, look, this is not a kasha on me. I have another brisa, which brisa would like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and I follow his opinion. Even though we sometimes have the rule of Rav Tanahu Palig, and therefore Rav can argue on his own, he doesn't need Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Nevertheless, whenever there's an opportunity to say, look, there's another Braisa or Tosefta, which follows a full-fledged Tana, so Rav would, we would like to ideally do that. And that's what Rav did here. He says, I have a Tana, and therefore I can say Tarosav Tameos, Uvavad Shelo Yehe Ado Magas L'Sham. If he can't reach, he's going to be Tahor, but certainly if he will reach, then he would definitely be Tamei. That is the Shita of Rav. So again, we don't have any clear answer in terms of the last question about Taros of Tahoros or Taros of Tameos. That's a Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan. But the last case that we dealt with was the case of the key. If you just give the key to the Am Haaretz, or to the Avedes Kochavim, that's all you're giving it to them. You're just giving them the ability to watch over the key. You're not giving them free reign of your store or of your home.